You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
It's been a long time since I've done this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Counts.
Yes, sir. This is Knockouts and Three Counts. And this is my first time being in here this year, man.
Hot damn.
Man. Life starts falling apart, man. You start missing this place, man. It was good to be back, though, man.
Hell yeah. It's good to have you back, man.
Man.
Perfect timing, too, because we got plenty of shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely like to talk about on this show. We got a very special guest. We'll introduce him in a second, but let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. We'll start with you, sir.
This is the white Kyle of the group, considering the other Kyle didn't grace us with his presence today.
He's on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I know, right? How are you on Facebook, but you're not here, asshole? Anyway... You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout at Detroit space N-O-K-O-U-T. Or no, that's Instagram. But anyways, yeah, you can find me at Detroit Knockout, Twitter and Instagram. Facebook, follow the show, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast. Yeah, make sure you're following our shit to see where we're going to be at, because we're going to be at probably at a couple Comic-Cons here soon. Plus, we got a big
Astronomicon.
We're going to be at Astronomicon again. Plus, we've also got two huge events this weekend. Saturday, you can catch us... Theoretically, yeah. At BCWA, we should be there. And Sunday, for sure, you can catch us at Bobcat Bonnie's and Wyandotte for our Royal Rumble party. We will be giving away stuff like always. And this time, we've kind of sweetened the deal.
Ooh. How's that, Kyle?
If you come to the party, get in on a raffle, we're going to be in on the giveaway. We're going to be giving away two tickets to NXT Royal Oak Michigan March 3rd.
What?
So, yeah, you need to be there.
Yeah, we'll be there, too. So, come get win some free tickets to NXT March 3rd. But come on out, was that Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sunday to Bobcat Bonnie's.
No, actually, it's when? Yeah, for the party is. I thought you meant NXT.
No, for the Royal Rumble party. Come watch the Royal Rumble with us. Win some nice prizes. Hang out with the guys from Knockouts and Three Counts and Breaking Down the Ring and Podcast Detroit. Bam. And, introduce myself. Hi, I'm Devin. It's been a while. It's good to see you. You can follow me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTheHe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era news page on Facebook where we talk wrestling. We'll do predictions and talk about everything that's going on in wrestling right now. All the stuff that I haven't had a chance to talk about yet. And yeah, that's about it for me. So let's go ahead and introduce our guest. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and take care of that for us?
So, with us on the phone tonight, as we mentioned, you have BCWA January 26th. January 26th is Saturday, Wyandotte Copeland Center. On the phone with us, we have the Dread King, Logan. How you doing, brother man?
Good evening, gentlemen.
But welcome to the show, man. It was great talking to you at our last show, and... good to have you on here for an extended, long version of a conversation with you, man.
You are very welcome.
So why don't you let the people know where they can find you on social media and any shows that you have coming up that you need to plug or anything you need to plug?
Definitely. Real simple. Facebook, Instagram, at The Dread King Logan. Twitter, at Dread Logan. Some shows coming up. Let's see here. We got Horror Slam coming up on February 7th or February 8th at Rocky's Pub. We got BCWA, obviously, on the 26th. Kyle, get that right.
I corrected it.
Yes, you did correct it. Thank you. And right now I'm looking for other bookings always. If anybody wants greatness on their show, you know how to find me now.
And don't forget to plug them shirts that I've been seeing you post about.
Yes, those shirts. If you want to be a part of the Dread King Nation, come to a show, see me, and pick up my merch and look glorious and spectacular and represent my nation.
So we mentioned that you're going to be on the BCWA card, and you schooled me when we were at the last show because clearly I didn't do my damn homework. So First of all, let's talk about how you got your start with BCWA and the change that we see now as opposed to your original incarnation.
Absolutely. When before I was the king and I was a young, small prince, I was trying to find my way in the wrestling world. And a man named Mike Blackwell invited me to BCWA. where he helped me acquire my training through a great and glorious man named Briar Wellington. Now, before Briar helped me discover who I was inside as the Dread King, I was originally known as the moniker the Dark Star Logan, who seemed to be a lost soul trying to find his way in this wrestling world. Eventually, I took time off of BCWA. In fact, I took about 6 to 7 years off of wrestling altogether, and I came back as that wrestler, Logan. Eventually, Briar Wellington took me under his veil again and released what you now see as the great and almighty Devil's Backbone, Satan's Shadow, the Dread King Logan.
So tell us about that. You know, what happened that got you and Briar hooked back up after such a long absence?
To be honest, man, I think he just saw what I was doing. Like a lot of guys on the indie scene right now have been noticing. I'm really putting the work in. I used to weigh about 285 pounds and totally unhealthy, not in shape. And one day I woke up and I said, you know, this is not what greatness should look like. And I started going to the gym religiously and I dropped about 70 pounds, put on some stacked muscle. And I said one day, you know, I think I can do this wrestling thing again. And I started wrestling. Briar saw what I was doing. And in his own words, the kid, the natural, I need to create something great out of you. And he helped me find the king status that I have right now.
Man, that brings up like two things I want to ask. Start off, Briar Wellington is a name that I'm not necessarily familiar with. So let's start
learning.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
You ain't heard of Briar Wellington?
I have not. I mean, most of the time when you hear about, you know, people being trained here in Detroit, the name that usually comes up is Truth Martini. So Briar Wellington, tell me more about him. Like, you know, where's his school? Like, what was training with him like? Let us know more about him and his school.
The thing about Briar is he doesn't necessarily have a school. He more or less selects guys that he really finds to be something special. Okay. And tunes them and hones them into something great. See, at BCWA, during the time that I was in BCWA, Mike Blackwell hired Briar to come in and to pick specific students out to create more well-educated, well-rounded workers out of them. And Briar's one of those guys that when he sees somebody that has potential, he goes 100% into them and he builds them into something that they never thought they could be. Briar's like a genuine legend in my eyes. Wow. Like the older brother I never thought I would have. You know, the guy just knows wrestling. He knows things that I would have never thought of, you know, and he knows how to groom people right, how to build them up, take away the flaws and create things that can be better. He also knows like who to talk to, how to present yourself, just the whole package, man. You know, and not just Briar Wellington either. Another guy I got to throw out there too is Levi Blue. He's another guy that saw something in me and he also helped train me and build me up to where I am at this point now too.
Okay. So, in wrestling, you know, you have your wrestling schools, and I know that there's a thing called a finishing school. Would you say Briar's more of a finishing guy, the guy that puts that final shine on a person that, you know, helps them groom them into what they need to be at that next level?
I think what Briar does is he does things in stages with people, you know, like, cause I got trained about 7-8 years ago with him. And now I think at this point right now, I'm in finishing school with him, you know, okay. Like I'm still learning from him. He brought me into the Undisputed Kings. He told me personally, he said, I want to groom you to become the next Briar Wellington. I want you to be what I am, but better. You know, he put his eye on me and he's trying to build me up. And I can't be more grateful to the man. He is an absolute legend in my eyes, like I said. I think what he does is he can do finishing, he can do beginning, he can do it all.
Okay. you know, any information on him that people, if they want to get into the wrestling business or they want to catch his eye, how can they get in contact with him?
I think the best way to do is, and I think all people should come to Horror Slam.
I've been there. Those shows are wild.
Those shows are insane. You know, come up to him, talk to him. He's always looking for, you know, potentials, you know. The guy, I mean, he's down to earth. But when you're in the ring with him, he's a savage, man. I'm telling you right now, he's a savage.
I've seen some matches with him and Pondo for sure. Another past guest of the show.
You know, another place I forgot to bring up, another place you can check me out is Detroit Style Wrestling, DSW. You know, that son of a bitch, Roughhouse Rob, stole my title from me. It's another place you need to come and check out. I'm going to drop that bald headed son of a bitch.
Wow. I hope you listen to that, Roughhouse.
yeah, Roughhouse, you listen to that good. Next time I see you, bring your barbed wire, bring all your little weapons.
So my next question, man, takes us back a little bit. We talked about, you know, what got you back to where you're at now. We talked about your most recent incarnation as the Dreadkick Logan. Tell me a little bit about what got you started in wrestling as a whole. What got you watching it? What made you want to pursue wrestling in the first place?
Yeah, for sure, man. I think like all kids, you know, you're scoping through the channels and you see this flash, you know, and you keep going and you're like, what the heck was that, man? And you go back a couple channels and, you know, there's like a snake biting Macho Man, or there's, you know, like my listen, I'm just going to skip to it. The guy who got me into it, the first time I saw him was Jake the Snake Roberts, hand down. Just the way he talked to you, the way he portrayed himself in the ring, that callous attitude. I was like, dude, nobody's going to fuck with that guy.
Right.
You know? And I saw that, and right there I was hooked, man. Dropping DDTs left and right. The guy that Jake the Snake was just breathtaking to watch in the ring, and even more breathtaking to listen to on the mic, you know?
Yeah.
I think just watching it as a kid, it just, you know, once you get the bite, you can ask any wrestler, once you get that bite or that itch, it just never goes away. And you just look at it and you're just like, oh man, that's something there, you know? And then, you know, as a kid, I don't know. I wasn't right in the head, man. I always, like, all day, all night, all morning, all I thought was is wrestling, wrestling, wrestling. I have notes and notes and stacks of papers of promos and wrestling moves I would come up with and
Wow. All
this crazy stuff, man. And I think just, you know, skimming the channels and one day I'm seeing it just caught my eye. And next thing you know, here I am.
So we mentioned that it was Jake the Snake that got you in it and what got you into it. But what are some things that you watch, you know, for inspiration? Who are some of the people that you watch for inspiration? You know, is there any specific style you like to watch or anything of that sort? Or is there anything that you see
absolutely
in the main product or on the indies that, you know, that you gravitate towards?
So before I came back, I started watching a lot of New Japan Pro.
Yes, sir.
And like the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, especially Kenny Omega. Jake the Snake was the guy that got me originally into it, but Omega brought me back. Watching that guy's work and what he can do in the ring is hands down, like everyone says, the best in the world. He's absolutely amazing. I think in today's wrestling right now, the top guys are Omega, McIntyre, Pete Dunne is absolutely my all-time favorite right now. If I could get in the ring with that guy, holy shit. The Bucks, Marty Scurll, all the Bullet Club guys who are the elite now.
Right.
Those guys, I think, just seeing how progressive wrestling has become is what's getting me back into it right now. I mean, seeing a guy like Jericho back into it and breaking the mold and leaving WWE and going somewhere else, you know? And right now, today is a great time for indie wrestlers. I mean, everyone has an opportunity if you work your ass off to make it big and go somewhere with it. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm just trying to build my name up and be the best I absolutely can be. my thoughts are this. If this is good as it's going to get right now, then I'm going to be happy with that. But if it gets better, then I'll take it as it goes, and I'll be happy with that. But if it becomes great, then I'll be happy with that. You know, it's kind of an Aleister Black thing. I was listening to a podcast with him.
Was it the Chasing Glory one?
No, it was on Edge and Christian.
Yep, I will listen to that one too. I only ask because when they did, if you like that interview, I highly suggest the one that he did with Lillian Garcia because he did like a full interview, and she actually hit me up about it after the, because I'd sent out a tweet about
really?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that because he's another guy that's like the whole, you know, I don't watch, I watch a lot of the SmackDown and Raw, but I mostly watch NXT.
Me too.
Because it's so,
the stories are way better.
They don't have as many rules.
The stories are better and the matches are better.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. You mentioned Chris Jericho leaving WWE. You mentioned the Elite. You talked about NXT, New Japan as well. And I agree with you. I think right now is probably one of the best times in the history of the wrestling business. So for someone like yourself that's watching this and you're seeing, you know, WWE is you know, the juggernaut, but they have the NXT brand. You see Impact making that. Impact, you know, pardon the pun. Ring of Honor, they're looking for new talent. You're looking at All Elite, they're doing their thing. New Japan is making their way here in the United States. For someone that's looking at these companies, how hungry are you to get on that level as well?
Listen, I got a saying. It's stay humble, but stay hungry. You don't need to show people how hungry you are to get to somewhere. Because then everybody else just looks at you. You don't just say it, you do it, you know?
Okay.
This might be the only time that I will actually just break my rule. I'm fucking hungry, man. I'm not going to lie. I wake up every day, do my shoot job, go to the gym almost every day. And when I leave there, I feel like I left something there to build onto something later on because I want it bad. I want to be known as a Michigan great, a Michigan legend. And I also want to be known as a guy that has done it. I don't want to live with regrets. I want to know at least I tried the best I could to get to where I am. If I could make it to WWE, amazing, you know?
Right.
I mean, right now, ROH, I'll take ROH, man. I would love to go to ROH. Those guys are fantastic there.
Definitely.
TNA. Anywhere, man, that's going to make me better and I can make other people look better.
See, I'm glad to hear you say that because it's funny you mentioned Jericho because, man, I was listening to his podcast where he basically explained like the whole thing of how he came to AEW and all that stuff. And like, I feel like Impact don't get the plug it should. Like, I mean, to me, over the last, I would say the last year, however long it's been since D'Amore and Callis took over, I don't know, man. It's been pretty damn good, and we've got to do some work with them. We got to do some work with them a few months ago when we got to interview Kong again and Jimmy Jacobs.
Yep.
And they had us do the interview with them at the what the fuck?
Diamondback.
Not at the Diamondback, but
BCW.
Yeah, I'm trying to spit it out. Border City Wrestling Show. So yeah, they did that for their Twitch channel, and we got to work with them. And dude, I think that's a place that I think more eyes are on them now than have been in a long fucking time.
Well, I think the issue with Impact was that people were judging it for the way it was ran compared to how it is ran now.
Mm-hmm.
And people got to take the time to just tune in and check it out because it's growing and it's becoming better. And you got two guys that know the business running it now.
So since we talked about that, I forewarned you that this was coming before the show happened. So with every guy that we bring on the show that's from wrestling, we have like this thing where we go through locker room etiquette. We had what are some of the ones we've had in the past, man? We've had keep your baby mama out of the locker room. We've had wash your balls. We've had wash your gear. We've had, you know,
shake hands.
We've had about every gamut of shit that you can think of and stuff that we didn't see coming. What was the one Human Tornado used?
It's like, keep your baby mama and your children out of the locker room.
Okay, that was him. Yeah, so we've gotten quite the wide array. Are there any pet peeves you have for up-and-coming wrestlers or just wrestling in general as far as, like, locker room etiquette and that kind of shit? Or shit that bothers you?
Yeah, I got... Mine is, if I went looking for a chair to sit on, don't gank it when I go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a new one.
Sometimes you don't have enough seating back there. And give it up for a vet, man. Let a vet have your chair. You know, don't sit there and pretend, you know, let the old person on the bus sit down. Not saying the vet's the old person, but you know what I mean? Be respectful to the guys who've been there before you.
Right.
That's my big thing, man. Like, but don't steal my chair if I got a little bit more credentials than you. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely a new one, man. We're going to have to add that one to the list, man. They haven't heard that one before.
No, I got my shit all over it and everything. I come back and my shit's on the ground or something. Like, come on, man.
Man.
I don't really have many pet peeves, though, man. Just be respectful, introduce yourself, walk around, shake hands, and just be humble. Treat people how you want to be treated.
Okay. And we kind of started another list. Is there any etiquette rules or rules that we
fan
need to set?
Etiquette.
Yeah, for fans? As far as interacting with
some of the ones we've had already to give you an idea of the things you got. First of all,
please take a shower.
Please take a fucking shower because you make us all look bad when you go there smelling like shit. Second of all, Tony used the one, please don't touch me. Don't touch me, like be like grabbing a hold of me and shit. And another one we had was don't use my shoot name. Those are the only ones I can think of off head. Is there anything that you've seen fans do at a show? Another one that I named because it pissed me off horrible at WrestleMania last year was, like, even if you don't like a match, we all have matches that we don't like, but it drove me fucking insane during the Rock Lesnar Roman Reigns match when the whole entire, like, I shit you not, dude, like a good majority of that arena was not paying attention because of the whole beach balls, and then some dumbass got in a fight behind us, so that like stopped the whole. Everybody was looking over there. If you actually watched the pay-per-view, you can see it. So is there anything with fans that you know, that, like, as far as them at a show that you would say
I think my thing is, like, you don't have to be 2 inches in my face to talk to me. You know what I mean? Like, some fans get really close to you to the point where I could smell what you ate. You know, just give me a little bit, you know, like, it's cool. Talk to me. I'm not deaf. You know, like, you don't have to get that close to, like, spit when they talk. You know, it's just gets personal a little, space. Like, awkward sometimes. I'm socially awkward when it comes to meeting people, personally. So when I meet people for the first time and things like that, I'd like to think I'm kind of quiet.
Right.
But so then sometimes they get closer as if I can't hear them. So I don't know, man. I just, you know, just give me my space and let me be me, you know. I don't really have a good one for that, guys. Sorry. I just.
No, you're good.
I don't ever come out of the locker room.
Nothing wrong with that one. Like I say, I mean, it's all perspective. Like I said, for me, the big one was the whole. For me, the big one was, that was the first one I named when we started this segment, is please take a fucking shower. I'm not going to say what show we were at, but it was like, dude, it was bad enough that, like, every time this guy walked around to, like, where we were at, like,
and,
dude.
And it's happened more than once. I'm like, dude, just take a shower.
Dude. Or, like, the ones where, and again, this is coming from a fan myself. I'm not trying to act like I know shit about anything, but. This is one that I think every wrestling fan can agree with. Please don't make us all look like assholes. Like, we all enjoy it. But, dude, when you, like, overdo it and you're, like, freaking out and losing your shit and acting, like, borderline weird about it.
What do you take away from the match?
Exactly. And that's why when people ask, oh, you watch wrestling? Yeah, that's why they look that way.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I get it, man. Like, there's sometimes these guys get so into it, they forget that.
And that's awesome.
Come watch a show.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't enjoy it, but, like, I feel like there's a line to everything.
Exactly.
But at the same note, if I can get you riled up that much, then I'm doing my job.
That's true.
True.
Fair point. So, as we start 2019, you know, what are some things, what are some goals for the Dread King Logan? We've mentioned that you obviously want to make the WWE Ring of Honor. Those are givens.
Who doesn't as a wrestler want to make
Of course. That's why I'm saying those are givens. But what are some things that you want to get accomplished here in 2019? And, you know, what if any, do you have any message to fans or promoters you got coming up this year?
I think the one thing I want to get through to promoters is I'm reliable. And no matter what situation you put me in, I'm going to make it work. I don't care if I'm shoveling horse shit. I'm going to be the best horse shit shoveler you've ever seen because that's the only way to get better. My goal is to not only make myself look good, but to make everyone I'm in that ring look good. I think some goals I have is to wrestle as many different people as possible, learn different styles, grow my brand. The Dread King Nation seems to be expanding faster than I expected. In fact, I didn't think people were going to jump on the bandwagon. And it seems like people are really taken to me. And I want to thank the peasants for that. Without you, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And yes, I call my fans peasants.
Yeah, you called me a peasant quite a few times at the last BCWA show.
Did I call you a peasant or did I call you a peon?
You know what? I think I'd rather have peon. It feels more personal.
you don't get what you want. I choose.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
See? He knows his place.
Oh, wow.
So in other words, man, if you're in the local area and you see Dread King Logan on the card, you need to stop what you're doing and make sure you come to these shows.
I'm going to promise you this, too. As a fan and a promoter, you will get the very best of a worker in today's wrestling on the Michigan indie scene. My matches always leave people in awe, I'd like to say. I'd like to say I got that charisma in there that make people want to watch.
Well, that's
if not,
why.
I'll make sure you watch.
Well, that's why we brought you on the show.
Well, yeah, let's talk about Cataclysm from December. You were in the Battle Royale.
Let's talk about Cataclysm.
Man,
you put on a hell of a showing in that Battle Royale, and quite frankly, I think Devin would agree. I think that's what got both of us wanting to bring you on the show. So yeah, I made an impression.
I was thoroughly impressed, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You're welcome.
But, you know, you weren't successful in that match, and there's a guy out there that's holding the Alliance Championship from BCW right now, Chase Burnett, former guest.
As he comments on the fucking video.
Former guest of the show. We had him on the Cataclysm wrap-up show, you know, talking about his winning the championship. Is that Alliance Championship something that's in your crosshairs?
Or are you just going right
for
the
big
goal?
Any gold is in my crosshairs. Chase Burnett, if you want to put your money where your mouth is and put that title up, I'll be more than happy to step up and take it from you.
Shots fired. Chase, I know you're watching. You heard that shit.
Battle cry.
Man, but coming up at the next BCWA show, which is on the 26th of January, this Saturday, Got Your Six, you're going up against another former past guest of the show.
And good friend of the show, the Mysterious Movado.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. Tell us what that match means to you and what are your plans for Movado.
Okay, so I'm biased on this match. For one, I'm excited to work the Mysterious Movado. The man is a Michigan legend. He can do it all. He's actually really deadly in that ring. And the only mystery, though, is how I'm going to pin Movado.
Ooh.
Before I rip his mask off. Because I'm coming for that mask.
Wow.
He wanted to cut a little promo about how I don't have anything on my mantle, how I'm not a wrestler of the year, and I don't have any titles right now. Well, I'm going to start my title. I'm going to start my mantle. I'm going to mount Movado's mask up on my wall.
Wow.
It's a bold fucking statement.
He might be a legend, but he's not a king.
Wow. I like that. He might be a legend, but he's not a king. I like that. I like that.
Man, I'm glad you like that. Thank you for your approval.
You're welcome.
So now that we've figured out what it is that you plan on doing to Movado this weekend and your plans for BCWA, you know, you were talking about it's your choice and what you call people. On Sunday, we've got a big party that we talked about with the Royal Rumble, Bobcat Bonnies, and Wyandotte. We got to go into our predictions and all that stuff for NXT TakeOver and all that stuff. How do you feel about picking out some of these matches and giving us the Dread Kings pick?
Give me the matches. I'll give you the answers.
All righty. You got the match card up, Kyle?
I'm trying to get it up. Pull it up right now.
What? All right, I got it. Never mind. We'll start off with the Women's Championship match. We have Shayna Baszler defending her NXT Women's Championship against Bianca Belair, the EST of NXT. We'll start off with our guest, the Drag King.
I want to stay with Baszler.
Shayna.
She's outstanding.
Fuck yeah, she is, and Devin gives me shit every time she wrestles because of it.
No.
Hey, listen, I love the EST, don't get me wrong.
She's great,
Baszler,
too.
She's got something, and her two girls will come into play.
So I guess we have to give you background on this since you probably don't know the reason.
Wait,
so
let me get this bell ready. Go ahead.
Devin has a great knack for wanting to bust my balls because I'm a fan of Shayna Baszler.
A fan of Shayna Baszler.
For
too.
Those that don't know, Shayna Baszler was going to be a guest on Knockouts and Three Counts, but she got signed the week after. Past guest
said, fucked off, right? Armbarred your soul.
Yeah, more like
WWE said fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much, because one of our good friends and past guests of the show, Tara LaRosa, has actually fought Shayna Baszler twice. And so she hit Shayna up for us, and Shayna was going to do it, and then she couldn't because she got signed the next week. So that's why Devin likes to be a
dick. No, that's not why.
And he thinks that I like anybody that's MMA related because I've trained. So
there you go.
Yeah, there goes the bell, asshole.
Oh,
hey man, if that's the way you want to go, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to stick to your beliefs.
You go with Shayna, of course.
I think we're going with Shayna. You see this here?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with
the disrespect on my own show. You and me might have to have a match at fucking not Cataclysm. Got your six. Son of a bitch.
Hey, we can call Mike Blackwell. We can set that up.
Yeah, you heard it last night. Dean Ambrose is using my move. I'll use that bitch at BCWA and kick you in the dick.
Wait. The king is trying to talk. Let him speak. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I just said I'll ref that shit.
Hell yeah. We got a special guest ref and everything.
Let's call Mike Blackwell. Let's set this up.
Blackwell, we've been booking your show if you pay attention to this shit, and I'll book it. And I'm going over.
Whatever. All right. I'm going with Shayna Baszler as well. I think she's going to be coming up sometime soon. But not yet. I think she'll probably come up by WrestleMania time, and I'm not sure if Belair's time to win the belt. But
she's going to be the next.
I'm a huge fan of Bianca Belair. She's honestly like one of the most impressive, not even just women athletes, one of the most impressive athletes I've ever seen in a wrestling ring.
For sure. But I think what you said hit the nail on the head. I don't know when Shane is going to come up, but I think it's going to happen soon. But I also think. I don't think Bianca Belair is going to win this time, but I feel like she's going to be the next successor as far as the next big thing as far as women go.
Definitely.
For NXT, I think she's going to be the one that picks up the mantle after Shayna dips.
All right, our next match. And Kyle, I already know your answer, so don't need to answer.
What the fuck?
We have Cassius Ohno versus Matt Riddle.
Well, I think everybody probably has the same pick as I do, so that's not even fair.
Whatever. We know who you're going with, man.
Another guy who was going to be on the show and he got signed next week. Literally.
we'll start off with the Dread King. King, Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno.
I'm going to say it's going to be a double knockout.
I like that.
Ooh.
Only reason being is they both got one-ups on each other.
That's true, because Ohno beat the shit out of Riddle the last time we saw him on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay.
It's going to be some swerve ending.
I like that.
Swerve, bro.
My inner Vince Russo.
Kyle, go ahead and say Matt Riddle.
I already said it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go Matt Riddle too.
See, I love how you notice how he talks shit about my picks, but then he makes the same pick anyway.
it's an ongoing thing.
Cassius Ohno doesn't win matches. It's that simple. We have the NXT North American Championship match with Johnny Gargano versus Ricochet. King, who do you have in this match?
Gargano.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Why Gargano?
He needs to hold it. He needs to hold a. He needs to hold a title now. He's been through everything else and hasn't picked up anything. It's about time he wins something.
Okay. Kyle?
Plus, Gargano, man, is just the underdog and, you know, in his own story. The dude's great.
He definitely is. Definitely is.
So
Ricochet don't need a title to be great. You know what I mean?
He really don't. I like both guys, and I want to say Gargano's going to win, but given NXT's track record, I just don't see him winning, man, because every fucking time I thought he's going to win, except for when I was there in Orlando when he beat Ciampa, he always loses. So I'm going to go with Ricochet.
I'm going to go with the King on this one, man. Johnny Gargano. I feel like
I'm not mad at it.
I feel like they're building towards like a DIY reunion, but they're both going to have the top two individual titles in the company. So
shout out to Cody, the homie from New Orleans. What up, though?
Yes, sir. All right, let's go with the NXT Tag Team Championship match. We have Undisputed Era defending their titles, and this is Kyle O'Reilly and Roddy Strong versus the War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe. King, who do you have in this match?
As much as I like Undisputed Era, I'm going to go with War Raiders on this because they are just as barbaric as me.
Just so you know, King, your opponent is now watching and listening to what you're saying.
Uh-oh. Yeah, let's take a quick pause. So,
he said shots.
Let's take a quick pause for my predictions. Drag King, any words for Movado now that he is watching and then listening?
Movado, you better shots. Bring everything you have, and you better lace that mask up real tight because it's going to come off real fast after I knock your ass out.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Alrighty. Well, we'll go ahead and go.
Anything he types on that keyboard is going to come out gibberish anyways.
Well played.
I feel like you're going to hear the words wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, go to the next
one. Yeah, well, he just better put a bunch of Z's on there for when he's sleeping in that ring.
Ooh.
All right, Kyle, let's go ahead and make these predictions while Movado responds. Undisputed Era versus the War Raiders.
I'm going War Raiders.
You know what? I'm going to go Undisputed Era. I don't know why. I'm just going to go Undisputed Era. Just to
I love what Undisputed Era has done, but I feel like we could see them going up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like War Raiders will go up first.
Hell no.
Vince
hell
loves no. big sweaty
hell
men.
Hell no, hell no. They're going to come up. I feel like them and the Four Horsewomen are both going to be the same kind of thing. I feel like they're going to both come up and then just they're going to keep them together and try to run roughshod.
Vince loves big sweaty men. And the War Raiders are big sweaty men. All right, our championship match, we have Tommaso Ciampa defending the NXT championship against Aleister Black. This is a rematch of what was a great match on it wasn't even a takeover. It was just a regular NXT match, but it was a great match. So, King, Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black.
I'm going to say Ciampa. Ciampa's outstanding. He's the top guy right now. I mean, anything he does in that ring, anything he says at any time, people watch. It's a work of art.
Definitely, definitely. Kyle?
I'm going to go Ciampa on this one, man. I like Aleister Black a lot, but I think he's another one that's going up soon.
He's going up very soon.
And I kind of gave my prediction before. I'm going with Ciampa as well. I think Gargano and Ciampa are going to walk around with those two individual titles and basically have like a mini DIY reunion.
I'm not so sure it's going to be a mini reunion at all. I could see them getting back together for a while and then they'll eventually end up fighting again.
Okay.
My question is, there's no Pete Dunne match?
No, Pete Dunne just had that big match at NXT.
I know, Joe Coffey.
To be fair, though, he did main event it, and they set up the thing with Walter next. So, I mean,
oh, that's gonna be badass.
Man. Fuck yeah! Done, dude. Will on. His Pete nipples Dunne. Survive though? That's the question.
Chest chops.
The finger snapping Englishman. He is.
Wow.
Oh shit! Movado took his shot.
Uh oh. Why don't you fill us in, Kyle?
He said the only thing dreadful about you is that promo and your crown gimmick. Yeah. Wah wah wah.
Oh,
your rebuttal.
I can't wait for this.
Man, people.
Once I take that mask off, I'll make sure I stitch a crown onto it and wear it out.
Wow.
Wow.
People,
okay.
Make sure you come out to BCWA this Saturday at the Copeland Center.
It's about to go down for sure.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Can we speed through Royal Rumble real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. First, we have Rusev defending his United States Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura. Dread King, who do we have? Rusev?
Rusev.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites, man.
Mine too.
Underrated.
Mine too. Yeah, I'm going to go with Rusev in this one as well. The SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. We have The Bar defending against The Miz and Shane McMahon, a.k.a. Team Daddy Issues. Dread King, who do you have in this match?
Miz and Shane.
Okay, okay. Kyle?
Only reason I say that is it'll be a good story afterwards.
Shit. Okay. Uh-oh.
Movado said it would be an improvement on your face gimmick.
Oh, that's cute, Movado. You're such a ham. What a Weisenheimer.
People, make sure you come out to BCWA this Saturday at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan.
Close enough.
Close enough. Kyle, who you got? The Bar versus Team Daddy Issues.
I want to say Miz and Shane just because of how they're building it up. Yeah, I'm going to go Miz and Shane.
I agree. All right. Man, all right. Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks. Dread King, who do you have?
Oh. I'm just going to go Rousey, man. She's unstoppable right now.
Kyle, no point even asking you.
No, I think if anything, Sasha's got the best chance of anyone so far that's going to beat her, but I still think Rousey's going to win.
Okay, so that was pointless. So, bold prediction. Sasha Banks wins this match. Because
thank you to everybody commenting and giving their
because
picks.
Becky Lynch interferes and costs Ronda Rousey the title.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. My prediction.
Bam. Oh, Becky, yeah, man. She could come in and, yeah.
And speaking of Becky Lynch, next match we have for the SmackDown Women's Championship, we have Asuka versus Becky Lynch. Drag King Logan, who do you have?
I want Becky, man. The man. She can be the man. I'll be the woman.
Hell yeah. Becky Lynch is fine,
the bomb,
dude.
Kyle?
I'm going Becky Lynch.
I'm going Asuka in this match.
Yeah.
I feel
that's not a bad pick. I wouldn't be shocked at all. And I like that Asuka's.
You only get one. There's a 50-50 chance here, buddy. So
no, I'm
good
just
pick either way.
I'm just saying it's a good pick because I'm glad to see Asuka get, you know, some plug again. But I just feel like Becky's too hot right now. And I still stick by what I said. It's going to be in some incarnation. It's going to be in some incarnation at WrestleMania. It's going to be either Ronda and Becky or Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte, and I wouldn't be shocked if it main events WrestleMania.
Oh, it better main event WrestleMania.
It probably will.
It better.
Yeah. Asuka the bazooka, Cody. I hear you.
All right. Let's speed through a couple of these. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles for the WWE Championship. Dread King, who do you have?
Daniel Bryan.
All righty. Kyle.
Bryan.
Yeah, I'm Brian. I think AJ's leaving soon.
Leaving?
All Elite, baby.
Bullshit. AJ ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Well, let's put it like this. At the very least, AJ Styles is going to make a lot of money because he's going to make it seem like he's leaving.
He's not going nowhere, dude. Okay. He's already said he's happy.
You also said Cody was going back to WWE.
I said he will eventually. I didn't say right now. I said eventually.
All right. We got, for the Cruiserweight Championship, we have Buddy Murphy defending his title against Akira Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto in a fatal four-way. This should be a very interesting match. Hopefully, it's not on the pre-show. Hopefully, they actually make
bullshit.
It.
Bullshit. It's going to be on the
It's
pre-show.
Definitely going to be on the pre-show, but hopefully it's not.
Yeah, it's a pre-show. No, I don't know, man. Buddy Murphy, dude.
Buddy Murphy's the shit, dude.
He's absolutely the shit.
I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of what he's been doing. I hope they keep the belt on him, so I'm going Buddy Murphy.
Buffy. Oh, yeah, me too.
You know what? I'm a Hideo Itami fan. I'm going
me
with
too,
Hideo.
But
AKA
Genta?
I was like, AKA Kenta, man. That's my guy. He is the reason why I started watching NXT when he signed. So, bam, I'm rolling with him. Brock Lesnar.
Lovato takes Kalisto.
Okay. I wonder why.
Must have something to do with that mask.
Something, yeah, something like that. Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor for the Universal Championship. Do we even have to?
I'm saying Finn.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shots.
Picking the upset. Why are you going with Finn?
You wouldn't expect it.
Swerve, bro.
You got
bro.
The Braun Strowman on the side. Swerve, bro.
Kyle?
Can I, like, tag team this into my Royal Rumble pick? Because it kind of goes into it, at least the male Royal Rumble pick. So I think that Brock is going to win because I don't think Brock drops the title before he fights in the UFC. But I also think that Braun Strowman's going to end up in the Royal Rumble and Braun Strowman will win the Royal Rumble and fight Brock at WrestleMania and then take it.
I just like the New England Patriots and Alabama University, I don't bet against Brock Lesnar. So I'm going with Brock. The women's Royal Rumble match. Drag King, who do you have?
Oh, man. I don't even... 30 choices is kind of... You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Who do you choose? I mean, Natalia's in it, right?
Yes, sir. She's in there.
Maybe Natalia. Maybe... If Sasha wins, they're going to do Bayley-Sasha, so maybe Bayley. But, I don't know, maybe Nikki Cross. It could be... I don't know. I'm going to go with Natalya. Screw it.
Okay. I like it. You go next.
I'm going to go with Charlotte because I feel like they have to set up something for WrestleMania, and Charlotte has to be right in there somehow. So I'm going to say Charlotte. Kyle?
I'm going to go with Charlotte as my for sure pick, but I don't know why, but...
Are you trying to make two picks right now? I feel like you're trying to get two picks in there.
I'm going to go with Charlotte, but I like the Natalya pick, too, because anyone that listens to the show knows that I like Natalya.
Did she ever fight MMA? I'm sorry. No.
Well, technically, she trains MMA dickwad, since I know that's where you were
and
going.
And that's why you like her. Bam.
I liked her before that, though.
All right, the men's Royal Rumble
match. Plus, she's thick as shit. Judge me later.
Our men's Royal Rumble match. This will be our last prediction.
Holy shit, Cody took Lacey Evans as the Royal Rumble winner.
What?
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
That's a nice.
He says Charlotte lie. For sure, but he said he thinks that Lacey Evans could be the surprise pick.
Okay.
Lacey's one of my, I forgot about Lacey.
I like. She's a fucking powerhouse, dude.
I like Lacey Evans.
I'm going to switch mine to Lacey.
Alrighty. Lacey Evans for the Drag King. Our men's Royal Rumble match. Drag King, who do you have, sir?
Drew McIntyre.
Ooh,
good pick.
I like that one. I like
good
that one.
Pick.
Oh, he's the bomb, dude.
Kyle?
I already made my pick. I'm going Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
I don't know how he gets into the Royal Rumble, but just with the way they ended Raw, I feel like he's going to win because they kept even with the whole Finn thing, and it kind of bums me out because it kind of shits on Finn, but the way they were building it, they were still building it like it was going to be Brock and Braun at Mania. So
I'm gonna go with a SmackDown guy. I'm gonna say Samoa Joe.
Not mad at that either.
Oh, that's a swerve.
Samoa Joe's my guy. I feel like they're gonna try to work him into the main event. Well, the SmackDown's main event. On Mania. So I'm going to go with Samoa Joe.
Cody named my wild card pick that I was going to say as far as the guys go. I feel like Rollins is going to be on his way up towards the main title soon.
Seth freaking Rollins? Bam.
Yeah, but I feel like they're building him and McIntyre up more. I thought McIntyre and Cena were going to go at it for sure.
Yeah, Cena's got an injury right now, doesn't he?
Yeah, they said he got hurt in the Fatal 4-Way.
All right, real quick. Let's give a surprise entrant into either one, either the men or the women's. I'm going to go ahead and throw mine out there first. I'll give you guys a little bit of time to come up with one. But I'm wearing the shirt right now, man. I'm going to say the Velveteen Dream is a surprise entrant into the WWE Royal Rumble. Yes. Bam.
Good call.
Drake King, you got one?
I'm going to say Pete Dunne.
Ooh. Good pick.
I like that one.
I think he'll be in.
Chase just
sure.
said it's Kofi's going to win the Royal Rumble. Hell no.
Ain't no way they're going to give Kofi a push like that. No.
Hell no.
If
I love you, Chase,
crazy,
but hell no.
Not get elimination spot.
He's going to do some crazy shit, but he ain't going to win.
Wait, is this going to be like the year where he just get thrown out in like 3 seconds?
No.
Well, maybe.
They're going to have to do that eventually.
Well, he'll get thrown out, run across the fans, and jump back in.
I'm going to call it now. I think Aleister Black is going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
That's a good call, too, man.
That's a good one. All righty.
Cody, why are you so obsessed with Val Venus? Please, like, explain this.
Hey, I bet your girl Bianca Belair comes into the women's of surprise.
I wouldn't be mad at that either.
I wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't be mad at it either. I already see her, like, gorilla press slamming somebody over the top rope.
Bro, the first time I saw that gorilla press, that was insane.
All right, well, we
that deadlift one?
Yes.
Oh, man. Who she do to Candice LeRae?
Yes.
Man, that was, mm-hmm. Like I said, like I feel like she might be the most impressive athlete in the WWE period right now. She's done things that I have never seen before. Very, very, very impressed by Bianca Belair.
So as we close up here tonight, man, one more time for the fans and everybody else, make sure you come out this Saturday, January 26th. BCWA Got Your Six, Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan. And Sunday, make sure you're there at the party with us and the boys from Breaking Down the Ring. And another star of BCWA, Orlando Christopher, will be doing our party at Bobcat Bonnie's and Wyandotte. We're giving away 2 tickets to NXT for all you motherfuckers that were listening.
And that's just a part of the prize.
That's just going to be one of many. Yes. So, yeah, make sure you're at the party. But, Logan, before we get out of here, man, let us know any last words for the fans. Any last words for any of the remarks that Movado has made? And tell them where to find you.
The floor is yours, King.
Instagram, Facebook, at the Dread King Logan. Join the Dread King Nation. If you'd like shirts, come to shows and support. Wear my shirt with pride. Movado, you better be ready. Like I said, you might be a legend, but I'm a king. And I'm going to rip that mask off your filthy face. Come out to BCWA and watch it happen.
Definitely, definitely.
Movado says, watch the king get crowned.
I already have a crown, Movado, moron.
I am definitely looking forward to this
hell
match.
Yeah,
more
dude,
now.
I got to see that shit.
And people, I'm not just saying this because he's on the show. I'm being dead serious with you. My first time watching the Dread King was at the last BCWA show, Cataclysm.
Likewise, other than the stuff I've seen online,
and I was thoroughly impressed. And I'm like, man, we got to get this guy on the show, man. I'm not sure how long, if you know exactly how long you were in that battle royal, but you did a great job, and I was thoroughly impressed. And I'm pretty sure all of you will be too. You just come on out to BCWA this Saturday, the Copeland Center in Wyandotte, Michigan, and come watch the Dread King and the entire BCWA roster do their thing. It was a great show last time. It was packed. Make sure you get there early so you can get yourself a nice seat, because if not, you're going to be standing up. But hey, you definitely have to be there.
And, as we said, make sure you're at BCWA. As always, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT, all that good stuff. Make sure you're following the show for anything that we've got coming up. Make sure you tune in next week. Next week, we're bringing Sam Adonis back on the show. We're bringing on a guy who just unmasked the Ultimo Dragon again over in Mexico. He's getting ready to wrestle Pentagon in Pittsburgh. He just wrestled on the PCW show, the big show they just had this past weekend with PJ Black and Johnny Impact and all of them. So, I mean, this dude's killing it. He's doing big shit over there with the Crash in Mexico. Make sure you tune in. And, yeah, he's the brother of Corey Graves as well. So, yeah, make sure you're tuning in next year or next week.
Yeah,
excuse me.
This year and next year.
Yeah, this year and next year. And next week. I can't talk.
And today. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram, Allstake, no sizzle. That is one word. Make sure you follow the Reality Era News page on Facebook. Randy, I feel like you have something to say.
It's a bunch of words, but you just smush them all together.
What?
All steak, no sizzle.
Oh.
It's a bunch of words. You just smush them all together.
Yeah. No.
It's not one word.
Well, no spaces in it. That's what I meant. You know what? I realized I've been saying that the whole time that we've done this show. And it's not one word. It's a bunch of words smushed together. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that.
You learned something today.
Yes. L-E-A-R-N-T. Yeah. Learned. That is not a real word. People do not do. All right. Make sure you check out the Reality Era news page on Facebook. Follow us. We talk wrestling in there. We're going to give our Royal Rumble predictions in there as well. Is that it? Anything else?
Fuck your couch.
Alrighty. Once again, thank you to the Drag King Logan for joining us on the show. And until next time, people, take care of yourself. Oh, no, that's not what we do. I'm sorry. That's the wrong show. Fuck your couch. Till next time. Peace.
Fuck your couch.